and bother. Nah. Get dipped like a chip, no salsa. I guarantee that I'll flog ya. So if I see you, you better come proper. I've been holding down for my hood. It's like the city all the way to the wood. 4114, take a page out of my book. They shook, we came from.
Welcome back to episode 7 of the Voice Box. This is episode 7. That's 2 away from episode 5 if you don't know what 7 is.
No.
You don't?
It's 2 ahead of episode 5.
Yeah, that's what
no,
I said.
No, behind.
Not.
No, biblical.
Biblical?
No, bi-officical.
That's Bible.
Bi-officical.
Okay.
Anyway, so this,
so
episode,
this is episode
7.
Seven.
It's been like 7 weeks since we started this, which is almost 2 months. Can you believe that?
That's
Alfie, can you believe that? Our cat's sitting there, but you can't
make
see
a noise.
Please meow.
Just
meow.
Make a noise.
Alfie, meow.
She's not making a noise.
She doesn't meow a lot.
So, yeah.
Just chilling.
Not many people watch The Voice Box. However, someone has subscribed on The Voice Box
app. Can you believe
app,
this?
Which is incredible.
So, the
we didn't
Voice
think anyone
Box,
would.
The actual Voice Box podcast, where like it's just a sound, is on the podcast player app. No one was really listening to it on there, but
someone did.
We got a subscriber on the podcast player app for Voice Box. So now there's a listener on the actual podcast player app.
So now we need to provide
respect
for them,
them
as well.
Yeah. It's pretty cool because like I wonder if they found us from YouTube or they found it there and then they found
Don't
YouTube
know.
From it.
Don't know.
Anyway.
Interesting.
It's pretty sick.
So
first up, I want let's do shout outs.
Yeah.
So people who commented on the last Voice Box get a shout out. Bingo,
now,
bango.
Well, last video we were talking about international viewers and people from overseas who might be watching. We had because in the stats we have like 6% US, few percent UK. Mostly Australian, and then a tiny bit Trinidad and Tobago.
Which is funny, because that was our first world video, and we have a viewer from Trinidad and Tobago.
Which is just a big coincidence,
I guess.
It's
so cool, though. It's so cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, he said he's from UK, bingo bango, so that's pretty cool.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to him.
Good guy.
So that was all that was coming on the last video, but if you want a shout out in the next video, you know what to do. Comment.
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 You know.
You know.
And we have got suggestions from people for like future videos and stuff like that, which is exactly what we want you to do. We're nearly at 100 subscribers, so we're getting bigger, and we think that people commenting could really help the channel grow and get more.
Speaking of nearly at 100 subscribers, at the time we're filming this, we have 98 subscribers.
Which means that maybe in the next week we'll get 100, which is a big milestone, and we'll start doing the 100 subscriber special.
So
look forward to that.
Yeah, that brings me to a point I just want to quickly point out. The 100 subscriber special won't come out like the day we get 100 subscribers.
No.
It will come out a little later because we have a lot of things we want to do, but we will prioritize that as much as we can.
Yeah.
But a bigger priority is MK11 Aftermath, just because it's like brand new and we want to make a video
and
when it's
yeah, if we make it too late then it'll lose popularity and we won't.
And we're starting new categories this month, so if we get 100 subscribers this month it will be out next month.
Yeah,
probably our second video next month. 100 subscribers, but 2 subscribers away, so if you haven't subscribed, do that, get us to 100, boy.
Bingo bango. I mean, that was unrelated to the actual person who commented, but
man, 2 away. That's 2 clicks people need to do out there to get us to triple digits.
Yeah. So, pretty epic. Also, very quickly, episode 3 of No Man's Sky series is coming out soon.
If you're wondering.
So, if you were wondering,
so one of my
we're still
friends
doing that.
Said that he liked it.
Yeah.
No Man's Sky series.
So, what I'm hoping to do is post one every month, but if there's a high demand for them, like I'll put a couple of polls up in the next video, and if they get highly requested, then I'll start doing maybe 2 a month. And hopefully that doesn't replace other videos, but yeah, so we'll see.
We want to do Resident Evil 2, more videos than that. We want to finish that series.
Yeah, as quickly as possible.
As quickly as possible, yeah. It will take long because we do editing, and then we have to other videos we do, and
yeah,
we can't play games all the time.
So it's
It's
a bit hard to juggle, but we're hoping it'll turn out well. Yeah. So, we're nearly at 100 subscribers, so we're doing something right, I guess.
Yeah. 98. It might be 99. It might even be 100 when
by
this
video
is
up. By the time this is out. But, don't know.
But right
first
now,
story. of the day. We think we'll start with something small and something close to home.
Haircuts.
Yeah.
You know haircuts. I think it's kind of relevant because of coronavirus. We finally got a haircut today. It's been 3 months.
They're not styled. That's why they look trash.
They look trash, but... It's been 3 months since either of us cut our hair.
Which is crazy.
Crazy. Three months of it growing.
Going to the hairdresser is a culture. There's something about it, and it's special and different every single time.
But I have an embarrassing haircut story. So often the time, some people don't mind. Some people like when the hairdresser talks to them.
Yeah,
me,
it's good.
I don't really care. If I know the person better, then I will. But if they're just a person who's just cut my hair the first time, it's kind of awkward. We sometimes go to this hairdresser who's like... ethnic.
International. From the Middle East.
And so they speak another language.
He's very nice. He's very nice. They're good guys.
They talk to us.
And
yeah?
Very good hairdressers.
And one of them is was talking to me a bit, and he like, sometimes they talk to other co-workers in like their whatever voice they have. And so he
language,
said
not
language.
Voice.
Language, I forgot language code. And sometimes he's talking to him in another language, and one time he said something to his friend, and it sounded, I didn't know if he was talking to me, so I said pardon to him, and then he said, oh, sorry, I wasn't talking to you, and then I said pardon again.
No.
And then he said, oh, sorry, I wasn't talking to you, and then I heard him, and I was like, oh.
That is very sad, and I hope that never happens to anyone else. But
and
unavoidable.
Sometimes their accent's very strong, so you can't understand what they're saying. And
sometimes,
you're just like they say something like,
what do you want?
How was your school? And yeah. I'm like, yes, because I don't know what he said. He's like, "Abba you bull," and I'm like,
"Oscar,
yeah,
that's racist."
Yeah. It's not racist.
It has racist undertones.
I'm sorry.
Oh, if you could see our cat right now.
You can't though.
Make
so
a noise. You bastard!
Meow!
It's not even moving. She's not even moving.
I think it's dead. Are you dead? No, it's alive.
Oh, it's alive.
It's alive.
Okay.
Good. So haircuts.
Haircuts. If you have any embarrassing haircut stories, comment them below. We want to know. We want to know all your stories.
Yes, and if you go to our Flat Earth versus Round Earth video, I take my hat off at one point, and you can see the difference of how my hair has been shortened.
Oh, itchy nose. You knocked the microphone. Good job, mate. Okay, next story. Another one, close time, but this time it's more... Okay, PewDiePie leaked his email. If you haven't emailed him already, email him. I don't know his email address, but I'm guessing it's something common like, I don't know,
felix.eat.mancookie.com.
That's definitely it.
So PewDiePie was live streaming and his email...
got leaked. Not one, but two of his emails.
And now people are like... and tweeting and like emailing
and signing him up for all this random stuff, and he's getting weird emails. But I just thought I'd mention that.
That's so sad.
Very sad.
Just ditch those emails and make a new one.
That's what he's doing, I imagine, because I mean you couldn't keep them because you'll just get spammed.
So that's very unfortunate for PewDiePie.
Something no large YouTuber wants to happen,
because millions and millions of people
just be like, gonna sign him up for some random dating site.
And make him get
I definitely
it.
Didn't do that. So,
did that?
No.
What?
No.
What
next story, closer to home again in Australia.
Bloody off, mate! You know we have an Australia video coming up soon, but I won't tell you what it's for.
It might be, it'll probably be the same day this is posted, or tomorrow.
No, it won't be the same day this is posted. The Australian video will be posted later this week.
Oh, yeah, it will
later
be.
This
it
week.
It will be later this week.
Stuff
so
like.
It'll be after this video, and it's coming. Australia video. But it might not be what you expect. It probably isn't.
It's probably not what you expect.
So this one. Aldi, the popular franchise all over Australia, and the one-stop shop for insane rip-offs.
They're grocery shops.
It's a grocery
shop.
It's
a grocery store.
Yeah. It's like Woolworths.
You go there and you
if
buy
you live in Australia, you know what Aldi is.
If you don't, you
it makes
might not.
All of its own random... Well, it doesn't make it. It gets all this random rip-off stuff. and it's built this culture for like Tim Tams. It's got its own Tim Tams, it's got its own like mint slices, all this different stuff that are
it's got its own Fruit Loops,
its own Weet-Bix. If you we're talking in tongues, if you don't know what if you don't know all
yeah,
this
it's
Australian
got its own Fruit Loops, which is called like Loot Loops
or some random stuff like
nah that. I went there to Audi and it was called Loot Loops or something
right
like that.
Yeah, but Audi is a great store
and had a bird
cheap
on the
prices good stuff. However, there is one thing that it is apparently not good at, and that is maths.
Math.
Because.
Math.
In Aldi, they have these things. I can't remember seeing one, but apparently they have them in almost every store. They're these learning mats. It's just a mat that either go on like a countertop or the floor or something like that. They're these mats with times tables and multiplication and division
and
all them.
They're wrong.
And one of them, and well, all of them have a mistake on them, which is 12 times 12 equals 60.
What?
And we all know that is nowhere near
it's
the actual number.
44.
And this mistake was pointed out by a 4-year-old kid.
With the 4-year-old kid.
And now all of these maths are being thrown away and they're being reprinted. I thought I'd just mention that because it's very dumb. Story. Silly Audi.
How did
Silly
Audi not realise
they've had
mistake.
Rip-off Tim Tams, they've had rip-off Weet-Bix, and now they have rip-off maths.
Are you serious, sir?
Come on, Audi.
You
seriously,
have...
mate. Get into it.
Yeah, get out
what
of it.
What are you doing? Bit of fur for you there. Stop.
What can you do to cats to make them meow? she
attacked
the
them.
Mic. She...
Strangle them. They'll go like...
No.
Yeah.
Alfie, meow!
Another Australian dispute. I'm pretty sure it's probably in other countries as well. But this is the fridge versus pantry debate. Now, there's different disputes for all different foods, but the main two are chocolate and sauce.
Now, I'm just going to quickly say, fridge for chocolate.
I think pantry for chocolate.
I think fridge for chocolate.
I think pantry.
I like my chocolate really hard. When like a big Easter Bunny chocolate, you got.
That can be nice.
But with sauce, you have to agree. You keep it in the cupboard, and when you open it, and the first you keep it in the cupboard before use, and as soon as you start to use it, you put it in the fridge.
I'm not sure because
so
if
fridge.
You keep it out, then it could go off much quicker. It can get moldy, you can get all the stuff, and you have to throw it out, and like, oh, and then you have to buy new... No. In the fridge, it just keeps it fresh and keeps it nice and keeps it flavoursome. That's my only problem with that. If you don't like cold sauce, keep it out in the open. Who cares? If you have enough money to buy more, it doesn't bother me. But...
The point of sauce...
Chocolate is usually in a package. You don't start a bar, then put it back. That doesn't happen. You eat the whole thing at once. So,
unless it's a big Easter
pantry.
One.
Pantry.
But the thing is, I don't want it to melt. You want it to keep it hot.
In Australia, on a 40-degree day, it will melt. That is inevitable. Even if it is in the fridge. The fridge.
No.
Are you going to beat more for me this time?
But then, outside is 40 degrees. Then... But the fridge is minus 40 degrees. What do you mean? That's so cold. How will it melt? Because it won't even melt because it's not dough. Fridge is just better than a cupboard, all right? Some things obviously go in a cupboard, but fridge, come on, fridge.
I don't know. Put your comments below. There might be a poll.
There's no poll.
There's probably
We're
no
poll. We're forcing you to comment.
Yeah, you have to comment.
No poll. Don't put a poll up.
Yeah.
You have to comment if you want to tell us.
Yeah. Also, another big franchise in Australia. Target. The most beautiful of all Australian franchises. Even though this is an American thing, I think. Target is in America as well.
Target is in...
In Australia, Target is the one-stop shop for $1 sweatshop clothing.
Target is such a iconic place. You know, you shoot the dog because it's got a target on its eye.
But, unfortunately, over 160 stores in Australia are closing down because they're losing customers who need $1 shirts.
Toys R Us and now Target?
Well, Toys R Us closed down like 3 years ago.
Shut up. Okay. Oh, it was first though. And yeah, now Target?
So sad.
So what are we going to do?
So what are we going to do?
It's not completely shutting down, right?
But just no, just yeah, but a lot of stores are closing.
Is that our local Target?
Maybe.
Oh, that would suck.
A bunch.
That's so many stores. How many Targets can one country have?
A lot.
Yeah, but not that many. Would you not? Western Sydney cannot.
Has like 10 Targets.
10 Targets.
Probably.
10 of them could go under that 160.
No. That'd be so sad. We need a couple of Targets left. So no, in case we need Targets. A really cheap shirt for 50 cents,
you know,
that's come straight from Vietnam in a sweatshop.
You know my favourite...
Or Bangladesh. Or China.
Would you stop?
Okay, I'm just listing.
You
facts.
Know... Oh, Alfie, stop moving.
You damn cat!
Stop moving!
I'm balancing my list of stuff to talk about on you. Can you just stop? Thank you.
It's resting on her.
Perfect.
If she doesn't leave by the end of the video, I'll
we'll
definitely film
her. We'll pick
her
up
her.
And we'll show her.
Yeah. Or we'll just move the camera to film it. Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Alright.
Anyway, what was I going to say? I was going to say, my favourite shirt I got from Target, you know? A $4 shirt that is just, no shirt can compare
and
to it.
And has been shown in many of our videos, I think, if this is the one.
It's a blue aqua shirt.
Yeah, I figured.
With the words epic written on it.
It's
unfortunately,
in different
unfortunately, I'm not
videos.
Wearing it right now. In the Doors video, I...
Yeah,
show
think,
it off.
Yeah.
But it's my favourite shirt and it was only $4. But it says epic on it. Like you can't.
Like that is so epic.
So epic. And it was from Target. I bought it with my mum from Target.
So godly.
So godly.
Our mum is from Target.
At least
let's just say that.
At least I have a souvenir.
Right. Next story. PlayStation 5 backwards compatibility. Something
you have a PS4.
A ton of people have been waiting for. You go.
A ton of people have a PlayStation 4. And they have
the best consoles in the game.
So many games on there.
So many.
But the PlayStation 5 is coming out. So they're like,
no.
All these games. Oh. What am I going to do with them after I get the PlayStation 5?
Damn it. All that money.
Backwards compatibility.
Whoa.
You can play your PlayStation 4 games on the
PS5.
On
the PlayStation 5. This is so godly. And not only that, but you, not only can you play PS4 games on it, you can play the games from your PSN account on it. So if you sign into the PSN account that you have on your PS4, then you can get all the games and all the purchases and all that stuff onto your PS5.
So if you bought stuff digitally and you don't even have the disc, you can still play it on your PlayStation 5.
And I'm not sure how it's going to work with loading screens and improved graphics.
Rumors going around.
It's more than rumors at this point, but...
No loading screens. I mean...
Minimal loading screens.
Yeah, if Xbox Series X doesn't have backwards compatibility or minimal loading screens...
PlayStation 5's the way to go.
And if it updates PS4, like if you play a PS4 game on there and it updates the graphics to PS5
and
style.
I don't know if it can, but if it gets rid of loading screens, that in itself is just insane.
Bro, throw out the damn
Skyrim
PS4.
With no loading screens? No, wait, I just realized that's bad because how can you learn all the facts when it's been. No, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. But other games.
What's another game that has... I don't know.
Kingdom Come Deliverance screens. With 14-hour loading screens.
No
Come
loading
on,
screens, guys.
Bro.
Maybe.
That's
Minimal
crazy.
Minimal loading screens.
That's crazy. Backwards compatibility. You can play your games on PS5.
I don't know what can sell you out on a console more. Backwards compatibility. Have you seen the demo trailer? See those graphics?
That is incredible.
Unreal Engine 5 graphics are insane.
Godly.
It's like real life.
It's moving.
Stop moving. Meow!
Make a damn noise, you
Can
dog.
Can you just make a singular noise?
Wait.
Meow!
Wait, you might be able to hear it. Did you hear that purring? Did I don't you know hear if the you purring? Did. You might have.
You might have heard the purring.
That was like 20 seconds straight of me holding the microphone in front of her face.
If you're on the podcast player app, which somebody is, that was funky.
Yeah. So, next. Well,
that's cool. PlayStation 5, yeah. Backwards compatibility. It's all up to the price right now whether we're going to get it. If it's in the price range we're thinking, we're getting it.
We definitely have to get it because maybe not straight regardless away. Of price because if videos. We want to be able to play all the games and have all the stuff that we have on the PlayStation 4, on the PlayStation 5, you got to get it. Got to get that.
But yeah. My big question is for people who are still going to use PlayStation 4, are they still going to make games compatible for PlayStation 4? Because they didn't do it with PS4.
I think what they're going to do is...
They didn't do it with Xbox 360.
Sorry.
So we're done for.
Yeah. I think they'll do the same that they did with Xbox 360. For about like maybe a couple of months, they'll keep releasing games on the older consoles. But after maybe a few months, they'll just phase them out. You will still be able to buy PlayStation 4 games and Xbox One games. You'll have to update eventually.
You can still buy PlayStation 1 games.
You can still buy Xbox 360 games.
Yeah. Yeah, if... I forgot what I was going to say. I can't remember what I was going to say, so just skip me.
So, yeah, that's pretty epic. If you have a PS4, that's some good news for you.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say. So, if it's $500, think about how much money PlayStation will make.
Mm-hmm.
$500 a console, all the games... They'll make much money.
But I think a lot of people are saving money as well, considering this backwards compatibility. Like, now you won't have to buy all these games again. You can just play them.
Yeah, but there's still more future games coming out.
Obviously. Obviously.
Oh, my God. Like, if millions of dollars off it. Millions. 100%. Because a lot of people have PlayStation 4s. A lot of people get PlayStation 5. My only problem is the controllers look a little weird.
I think the controllers look better than the normal ones. Everyone can agree that the PlayStation 4 controller is worse than the Xbox controller. In feel.
No, I'm saying that the PlayStation 5 controller and the PlayStation 4 controller, PlayStation 4 controller is better.
I'd completely disagree. And I think most of people would.
But the PlayStation 5 controller... Obviously, it will have different colours, but anyway.
I think it looks very cool, and I'm really, really excited to use it. So, yeah.
Anyway, channel update, boys and girls.
There is really nothing to say.
We always end it with a channel update, so we're just going to talk to you for a bit. Channel update.
Channel's going well.
What's going on?
So we have a lot of categories.
We have a lot of categories begun. If you haven't checked out our reviews video, our world video, our space video.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
Extreme.
Our extreme video. We haven't done a podcast since then. That was banging.
Godly.
Bro, when I fell off his shoulders, I was not joking. I got the wind knocked out of me.
That was a good video. It was fun to film. But extreme, also fun to edit.
Extreme videos we want to do in the future, more painful things.
Mm. Wheelbarrows.
We're going to take it to the next level. We're going to do... We have so many ideas. One where we fight each other, like full...
Just full-blown fight each other. Punching each other.
Like bashing the crap out of each other.
That'll be fun.
One where we ride our bikes and scooters into walls and stuff. One where we ride in a wheelbarrow and like throw each other around.
Yeah. Fun, good stuff. Be excited for them.
The piggybackers video hurt, but we're taking it to the extreme.
Yeah.
Extreme!
Okay, guys, that'll do enough for this Voice Box episode 7. Hope you loved this episode.
I'm going to show you the cat, guys.
All right, let's go. Yeah. She's currently sleeping, which is extremely sad that she'll be... Oh, well, yeah, it's quite good. All right. There you go. There's the cat.
Do something.
Oh, look at this. Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Nope. She doesn't want to wake up. Hey!
Pick me on the set! The German. Your crew look nervous. Yo, gang, came from the circus. Yo, I never ever make no earnings. Pull up in the German. Your crew look nervous. Yo, gang, came from the circus. Yo, I never ever make no earnings. They ain't about it, so don't bother. Get dipped like a chip, no salsa. I guarantee that I'll flog ya. So if I see you, better come proper. I've been holding down for my whole